cutting off all the funding globalist institutions, and they're just rolling over and dying. NPR, public broadcasting, all of it are total globalists. Media Matters, the lawsuits, they're all the people suing us. Well, they're getting destroyed right now. Here's the John Bowne report on it.
Here's a sure sign that the left is collapsing. Media Matters for America, founded by David Brock in 2004, finds itself teetering on the edge of collapse as it grapples with a staggering $15 million in legal fees stemming from lawsuits initiated by Elon Musk. The left's Marxist watchdog, long known for harassing media that reveals too much about the left's corruption, has inevitably been decimated by financial blows from multiple fronts, while its fair-weather friends scatter. Media Matters' slow race to dissolution deepened following a November 2023 report by Media Matters claiming that advertisements on X were appearing alongside pro-Nazi content, a claim that sparked a massive $75 million advertiser exodus from X. This controversy ignited Musk's lawsuit, alleging the organization deliberately manipulated the platform's algorithm to create a false narrative, damaging X's reputation and revenue. The fallout left Media Matters calling the lawsuit frivolous, causing Media Matters to file a motion to dismiss, which was denied. A countersuit battle has now spread to a California court in a desperate attempt by Media Matters to block X's lawsuits in Ireland and Singapore, alleging these are part of a vendetta-driven campaign to punish Media Matters. Now Media Matters is being hit from all sides as legal and financial pressures mount. The Federal Trade Commission's May 2025 investigation into alleged illegal collusion to reduce X's revenue, combined with earlier probes by Texas and Missouri attorneys general, has run up a tab on Media Matters of $15 million in legal fees, forcing layoffs and operational cuts. Big donors like George Soros, the Tides Foundation, and the NEA are nowhere to be found. Fundraising struggles and advocacy hesitancy have further strained the organization, which has considered closure as a last resort, according to internal documents from a New York Times report. But Media Matters publicly denies plans to shut down. Hubris is a heavy drug, and its supplier, the left's corporate power structure, is rapidly collapsing.
We're getting to the point now the left is entering the era of sedition, insurrection, but in the last week, it's become surreal. We had this Democratic official, Sadie Perkins, and she posted that she was almost happy that we lost over 100 people, the majority of them children, in this flash flood in Texas. She said they were all white and therefore they were discriminatory. I've never seen anything like it. It's very, very, very disturbing. We've had now two organized assassination attempts of ICE agents who are just following the law. Why is it happening? We've said in the past that part of it is that the Democratic agenda nobody wanted. As a result of that, they lost the Congress, they lost the White House, they lost, of course, the Supreme Court. So they don't have any power, so they're frustrated. In the first administration, Donald Trump addressed symptoms of the progressive project. This time, he's dealing with the symptoms, and the left is saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is starting to address our left-wing monopoly. If he were to be successful, we would collapse, dissipate, disintegrate.
Media Matters simply represents the internal chaos of the FAFOed Democratic Party. The Democrat Party's approval ratings have plummeted to historic lows, with only 27% of registered voters viewing them positively, according to an NBC News poll. The party's reliance on elite-driven, focus group-tested horse pucky has alienated voters. Furthermore, this greedy, narcissistic gerontocracy has damaged future generations, obliterating the American dream. And as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting propaganda machine goes down like the Titanic, and Act Blue is investigated for foreign donations, and the Golden Goose USAID is no longer funding the Democrats' NGO network, undermining the United States sovereignty, the Democratic Party has become a shadow of its former self and will eventually be crushed by American providence. John Bowne reporting.
Historians have pointed it out for thousands of years. Most people, when history is happening right in front of them, don't realize it until later. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has changed the world. You are the InfoWar. You're the eyes and ears. You're the reason we're on the air. You're the reason we're having so much success. And the bad guys hate InfoWars above all other independent populist media. So if you want to keep us on the air and take part in history, we have a limited edition, murdered out InfoWars fundraiser shirt, black on black, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you can get all the other apparel for way lower prices. We've got a big deal going right now where you buy one, you get one free if you're a VIP. That's incredible for the supplements as well. But with this shirt, we've marked it up a bit for those of you that really want to support the InfoWar and get this limited edition shirt. So get your InfoWars limited edition murdered out shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a limited edition. Thanks for your support, and thanks for being part of history.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and I'm going to cover a lot of news and key issues in this hour as quickly as possible. Also want to intersperse 6, 7, 8 phone calls this hour ahead of our special guest, Count Dankula, joining us, comedian, popular talk show host, good friend. The toll-free number to join us on this issue, I want to get your take on this issue. The Republican Party, led by Senator Thune, did not go to recess so that Trump would get all of his nominees, at least for a year, in a recess appointment. And they didn't keep it in session to force the votes through. And it's not even being made an issue out there. They're blaming Schumer promising filibusters. Well, they could still just make them filibuster and then get the key ones through. It's take a lot of work. That's the swamp not wanting Trump to drain it. So what should be done about Thune? What should be done about these activities? Do you agree with me that the biggest problem is the Republican leadership in the House and Senate? We know the Democrats are bad, but isn't it the Republican leadership engaged in this, and we should make a stink out of it? Toll-free number to join us. First-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. All right, let's jump into more of the news. Now, look, we already know this, but it's good to see this happening with the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, who comes up with a lot of the good policies Trump is doing, and who writes a lot of the speeches, and who, you know, really helps develop good policy. Stephen Miller on the Russia collusion hoax, it was a coup, and I'm using that term literally. It is so important to call this out for what it is. This wasn't just election meddling. It wasn't just corruption. It was an attempt to throw Trump out of office, to use the intelligence agencies against him and his supporters, and it was ongoing through 2020 and 2024. And now they've expanded the criminal investigations with the seditious conspiracy treason task force. Office of the Special Counsel launches investigation into ex-Trump prosecutor Jack Smith for violating a slew of laws. Cash Patel issues threat as corporate media lies about Russia collusion hoax. Maybe the FBI will release more docs directly from FBI HQ so we can see who is lying. We know already from congressional hearings on weaponization that the FBI had special offices with DHS in cybersecurity, manipulating elections, hiding information like the Hunter Biden laptop, censoring millions of people. Millions. That's already all come out. So, hey, Cash, don't threaten to release it. We know you've already got all the smoking guns on top of what's already come out from the whistleblowers. Release it. Just in, former FBI Director Chris Wray criminally referred to DOJ over claims he lied to Congress. Secret Service abruptly halts security clearance renewal for former director Kimberly Cheadle, who oversaw the stand down of the Secret Service. Yeah, she could still know Trump's whereabouts, where he's going, still have all the access to Secret Service information. She needs to be investigated. She needs to be indicted. She lied to Congress about the stand down, along with her deputy director who really ran it. But that's an okay start. We need more of this. And I've set deadlines for 6 months. If we don't see major indictments, we've been hearing about a Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and their minions. And if we don't see major indictments, people like Mayorkas for the human trafficking that he delivered and that he ordered and he controlled, and indictments of people at the EPA with hundreds of billions stolen, and the Department of Energy, 100 plus billion stolen, or 90 something billion stolen, and the USA and all of it. This stuff is open and shut. And there have been a lot of indictments of mid-level people, and this person stole $20 million, this person stole $100 million. I mean, I see that here and there, but they're still not the kingpins. I want indictments of the kingpins. You got a bunch of these federal judges, like the case of Rhode Island and Louisiana, we've already covered the cases where their wife, their daughter, their son, their brother runs NGOs that the judges have even been on the boards of before. And then they will order money release that Trump blocked, and large pieces of it, tens of millions, goes to their family. That's beyond a conflict of interest. You could easily get a grand jury to indict them. So let's go. A little less talk, a little more action is what we need. Here is Stephen Miller on the fact that it was a coup, and he's using that term literally.
The Russia collusion hoax against President Trump remains the single greatest hoax and the greatest assault on our democracy in the history of this country. There's no comparison. There's no parallel to anything else. It was a coup. And I'm using that term literally. It was a coup to overthrow a democratically elected government, a coup carried out by the intelligence apparatus of this country, by the deep state, by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. The new information that has been revealed by the Director of National Intelligence and by the FBI eliminates any scintilla of doubt about the intention, the premeditation, the planning and orchestration of this conspiracy. It meets all of the criminal elements of a seditious conspiracy against the United States. It meets the criminal elements of an insurrection. It meets the criminal elements of a conspiracy against the government and the criminal elements of a conspiracy to deprive citizens of their civil rights under color of law. One egregious felony after another. And because it is a conspiracy, as demonstrated by the forethought of realizing and documenting that they understood that this was fake from the beginning, meeting the mens rea standard in law. Because of that, because it is a conspiracy, every single individual actor is now part of that conspiracy. So that includes Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Hillary and Schiff and everybody else who knowingly and willfully perpetrated this plot, this coup, this conspiracy, this scheme against President Trump and the government of the United States. And now is the time and the hour and the moment for accountability so that we can reclaim this democracy, Maria.
Again, I've already talked to the High-Level Justice Department. They have every intention of indicting. They've been greenlit. Take the gloves off. You've seen Trump say that he blocked Hillary being indicted 8 years ago. It was a mistake. The rhetoric by Trump's surrogates is 50 times. I mean, that's dead reckon. I mean, it's exponentially bigger. The talk of indictment saying Biden and Obama are guilty of treason. Trump's top lawyer, David Jones, saying they can have retroactive impeachment to strip Obama and Biden of their presidential immunity by impeaching them. I mean, this needs to happen. But see, Trump has to work through Thune and Mike Johnson, who'll tell him whatever he wants to hear, but won't even recess Congress so he gets his recess appointments. Trump says, fine, then stay in and get it. Nope, you don't get that either. We'll just do a procedure where we act like we're in session, but we're not. I mean, again, people pissed at Trump that you want to see him do more on the economy, on the border, on all this stuff. He's being sabotaged. And I don't see a lot of fault with Trump on 95% of his issues. Obviously, the bizarre behavior of the last month saying, don't look into Epstein, it's a Democrat hoax. Well, yeah, they did control the file, but you can't just say it like that. Now he's elaborated some, but it's just, I call it like I see it. And a lot of conservatives are done with Trump. A lot of populists are. And I'm just saying, really, okay, well, then you want the Democrats? It's not a lesser of two evils issue. It's what we have to work with. And, I mean, aren't you happy the Supreme Court people we have versus what the Democrats would have done night and day? They're not perfect, but you're in the middle of an ocean, a boat that isn't leaking and has got a motor and GPS and get you back to shore. It may not be a yacht, but it'll get you back. It's better than not having a boat and being thrown in the ocean. So I'm here to put pressure on Trump and his administration when they're wrong. You got the whole fake Trump supporter base that thinks you just don't ask questions what the administration says you do. You got other, everybody else that says they're done with them. I think both those approaches are wrong. Logically. No, we need to educate Trump, to expose bad people's administration. When he's wrong, hold his feet to the fire. And it works. He thought his shots were good, was still pushing him. He gets booed everywhere. He shut up about it, has Kennedy in there banning it left and right. Kennedy bans the mRNA shots rolling out. He goes on vacation. They push to a mount. He fires them, pulls it back. Kennedy just banned all mercury in shots. That's almost all the vaccines are banned until they reformulate. Kennedy just said the regulations that get hospitals to fire medical workers and staff, they don't take poison shots, that's reversed. Now they can sue, get their jobs back. Same thing's happening at the Pentagon. And yeah, the bureaucrats are trying to block that. It doesn't matter. We're seeing real action. Kennedy alone, in 194 days, he didn't even get in until a few months in, so it's less. I'm proud we got Trump in. Just what Kennedy's doing alone, and then Tulsi Gabbard and all the documents coming out that have definitely convicted the globalists completely in the court of public opinion. Sure, if you live Crossfire Hurricane like I did, or Rowan Schroyer did, this is old news. No, these are the smoking gun documents on top of all the stuff we already had. So I am extremely thankful for the American people standing with Trump for all he went through and everything he's done so far. And it is with horror that I see him going sideways on some issues. And, you know, and I've been criticizing him intensely the last month. I got a lot of wise people calling me up saying, what is it? What is it you want? And I noticed liberal media and Randa Jones said they called up and asked, how much money do you want? That's not what I said. Like, what do you want? What do you want us to do? What are we supposed to do? We agree with you. This is really dumb. And I say, what do I want? I want you to be hardcore, and I want you to get in there. And anybody in the administration giving this bad advice, we need to expose them. No, I didn't get called up and offered money. I love how these people spend everything. I got a bunch of people asking, what do you want? What do you think we should do? But yeah, there is kind of the, you know, like, why are you complaining? What is it you want? But it wasn't like, hey, you want a bag of cash in the backyard? No, it wasn't like that. It's like, what do you want? Why are you pissed off? And I'm like, aren't you pissed off? Well, yeah, we're actually concerned. Well, then I want you to speak up. Because when people speak up to Trump, like Roger Stone ran up there for 7 days with him and got Trump to come out and say, okay, release all the Epstein stuff. And yeah, they might have spiked some of it because they had control of it, but none of it's real. And great. You have to now, whatever you got, release it. And they've given those orders. And now Democrat judges are trying to block it just like I told you they would, because they don't want what's really in there coming out. Even though they had time to curate it and cover it up and, you know, whitewash it, we already have from the court cases and other things enough to burn them all. So Trump wants to move on to bigger issues. The CIA wants him to, because they were involved with Mossad and Epstein. They can't do that. But you've always got to ask the question. Biden could have released the Epstein files for 4 years. Why didn't he? When Trump says that, that's a legitimate statement. Now why do they want to release them? Because God knows what they did with them in those 4 years. And now Trump sent them out to grab the files. They came back and said, your Trump's a hooker working for Epstein in the files, which is, they already did that 8 years ago, and Trump gets pissed. And I said they would do that because I know it was in the old recycled garbage, and sure enough, it's that. So they just punched Trump's buttons at 79, and I've wanted to believe that what my information was accurate. I wasn't sure, and I'm still not 100%, but I'm close. But I said in the last month as I was wargaming this and getting more information, and I was very upset, but I would go wherever it led. So that's that on that key subject. I want to take a few of your phone calls right now. Then I want to look at all the different military developments happening. Kremlin plays down Trump's submarine order, urges caution on nuclear rhetoric. Taiwanese Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, China's preparing to invade Taiwan. Israel is in full free fall. And I'll talk about what's really behind that and so much more here today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls on what's the bigger problem, the Democrats or Republican leadership sabotaging Trump? What do you think of Senator Thune blocking Trump's appointments? And where's Trump on Truth Social bitching about him? Let's talk to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I've the first-time caller. I've been listening since 2020. I think the problem today is there's a credibility gap with the Trump administration, and it's starting to look a lot like the Biden administration's relationship with the Democratic Party back 2020 through 2024. At some point, Biden became toxic to the Democratic Party and their reelection campaigns. The Democrats were not allowing Biden to come out on the campaign trail for their congressional reelections. They were running away from Joe Biden when he was trying to take pictures with them because he was just such a toxic person to have in their party. He was so hated by the people. And I think Republicans are afraid of the same thing happening because of a credibility gap created by Trump not releasing the Epstein files.
I agree with you that if he continued down the path of nothing to see here, the whole Epstein thing's a hoax, he committed suicide, there was no blackmail. If he continued down that line, it would create that gap. It created a crack in the polls that was pretty substantive. Most of those numbers have come back. But I agree that it's a festering wound. Overall, Trump is more popular in many ways than ever with his key base. He's getting a lot done. But I agree that that was a serious self-inflicted wound. That's why I jumped on his ass.
Yeah, I think he's destroyed his polling with independents, and independents are what's going to win the next election.
Well, I think I was a 14-point even in Rasmussen and worse than others, but a lot of that's bounced back. But let's just say this. He shot a hole in his foot. I don't agree with you that it's destroyed.
Yeah, my question for you is why not release the files? You know, even if Trump is in there and there's a bunch of fakery to put Trump in there, why not release the 53-page draft indictment from the 2007 case? Why not release the accompanying 82-page prosecutorial memorandum that has a lot of what's in the grand jury indictment that they thought was incriminating? Why not release all of the suspicious activity reports and currency transaction reports reported to FinCEN from those banks relating to Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, I think it needs to be done. And you got Democrat senators are going to the Treasury trying to get those documents. The billions have disappeared right before he got arrested the second time and right after he died. The issue is under law and with people's privacy rights and things, it's very hard to release because a lot of that those investigations are just pure garbage. You got to go through that and take informants out and things like that. But it's such a big issue. I think they do have to go in and look at it and take out people's private information and release it. And he's pretty much told Pam Bondi to do that. And did you see Democrat judges like in Florida trying to block any of that?
I saw the Democratic judge trying to block the release of the grand jury transcripts. The thing is that draft indictment and the memorandum are completely within the hands of the DOJ, and it's completely within Trump's power to release those files. Obviously, the people calling for releasing those want all the victims' personal information redacted, and anyone who wasn't a co-conspirator to have their private details secreted as well.
Yeah, no, I think what you're saying needs to be done. I mean, it has to be done, and I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and go to Tim in Chicago. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Hey, you know, with all of this work that has to be done, and these people go away for the entire month, and then they're going to come back in September for about a couple weeks and jam through a $7+ trillion budget. You know, it's horrible. But my question specifically is, J.D. Vance as president of the Senate, when he is there, he is the presiding officer. Could he show up during one of these momentary times, which have been, I guess, published? Somebody's going to come in and gavel into order and then, you know, pick their nose for a minute and then gavel out. Could he at that moment say, no, I'm the presiding officer here and we're going to stay in session and just jack these people up?
I'm not a Senate parliamentarian, but from memory, which could be wrong, I do believe at direction of the president, the vice president can call the Senate back into emergency session. And I believe the president directs it. Just make sure.
Well, there's your answer.
Well, let me double check that. My memory says so, but I don't want to get that wrong. No, the vice president cannot call the Senate back into session under the U.S. Constitution. Only the president. Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. Yes, President Trump. See, I was saying, oh, no, it's the president. Only the president has the power to call in Congress or either the House, therefore, in special session. Well, you guys take down that bubble so I can see this. While the vice president, as the president of the United States, their role is primarily to preside over the Senate and cast tie-breaking votes. So there's your answer.
Well, when he is there, he is the presiding officer.
And yeah, that's true, but it's the president can call in the session.
Okay, well, then he should do it. I mean, I need a $6.4 trillion budget for FY26, not a 7.2 or whatever they're going to push down our throat. You know, these people need to get serious, and the people need to wake up in this country. You know, we're getting jammed here.
Yeah, this isn't business as usual. People need to be nonviolent, but, I mean, we need protests right out front the Senate. We need protests at Thune's offices. We need people calling Trump. We need him to stand up to Thune. But here's the answer from Grok. Yes, the U.S. Vice President, as the President of the Senate, can call the Senate back into an emergency session. The Constitution, Article 2-3, grants the President the authority to convene one or both houses. So the President orders it. He calls it back in. So I guess you're correct, according to Grok. Grants the President the authority to convene one or both houses of Congress on extraordinary occasions. In practice, this authority extends to the Vice President in the role as the Senate President. Particularly if he's acting on the president's directive or in extended circumstances. Historical precedents such as Vice President Richard Nixon calling the Senate back in 1960 to address civil rights legislation supports this. And so my memory was you were correct. Google said no. Grok says yes, you were dead on. Let's go check the Senate rules. Well, it's actually in the Constitution. So Grok was right. Of course, Google was wrong.
It would be good for J.D. Vance. I think it would be good for him to do something like this.
Thank you so much. And there's a lesson in AI. We had to go check the Constitution, and it was right, and Grok was right, Google's wrong. Very interesting. So my memory was, yeah, there is the vice president of the president. And then I was like, but let me make sure, and then it was a nice little exercise we just did there. And that's what we do all day long around here. Because you get knowledge, you kind of forget it, you're not sure, you got to double check it. Interesting. Those were some good calls. Jason, Paul, Rodrigo, and Jack, that's it for calls today. I'm going to come back and take your calls, but no more callers after you. Article 2, Section 3, Obligations, Responsibilities of the President. And there it is right there. Article 2, Section 3 requires the President provide a report to Congress from time to time. And then it goes on to talk about how they call in emergency sessions. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I'm going to hit the military news. From Israel, the Middle East, to Ukraine and the nuclear submarine crisis. Stay with us.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Comedian jailed for having his pug salute Hitler. And he's not even anti-Israel. He's on top of the waterfront next hour. And then I'm going to continue hosting myself into the fourth hour and a whole bunch of news. I got all these special stacks, special things I'm going to get to. They're very important. Please stay with us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. When you share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X or Infowars.com/show or band.video or tell people about the local station you're listening to, or send them the link to listen to the station and tell those you share the link with to share it, and so on and so forth, that creates the chain reaction. That's where the real power is. That's not a side issue. That's not just the main course. It's like going to a steakhouse and like listeners sharing the articles and videos and live feeds is not like the green beans or the salad or the baked potato. It's not the ribeye sizzling steak. It's the whole plate of food, the booth you're sitting in, the restaurant, the street it's on, the town it's in, the state it's in, the country it's in, the world it's in. You taking action is everything. Okay? So you're not the ribeye. You're not the most important thing. You're everything. Just please understand that. All right. I broke this down last week. Wanted to make sure I was right. So we opened the phones up and had folks that were on nuclear submarines and everything else call in. They said, no, your analysis is correct. So I like to double check things. Just like I did earlier, I said, well, I believe the president can tell the vice president to do it, that he can, and then both can call it in, and we were right. But I wanted to check it. And I said, listen, Trump's statement about sending two nuclear submarines is just rhetoric because they're already all around Russia, and that's they're already forward deployed, so are the Russian submarines. And as we posted the take on X, you know anything about that, blah, 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 you know, by the general public that thinks if you have knowledge, it's like some made-up weird thing. Or you're just criticizing Trump. He did send nuke subs to get tough. They're already off the coast of Russia. And because Russia's coast is only in the North Sea and the Arctic Ocean and the Mediterranean, that's where the submarines are, boys and girls. And off the Pacific. But their main missile fields and population centers are in the Western Russia. And of course, that's doctrine. That's a fact. And so Trump's statement was just, I don't know, but he doesn't have knowledge of how this works. I'm sure he does as the president, or whether it was just something for public consumption. But the Russians came out today and said, well, number one, you already got nuclear subs all off our coast and we got them off yours. So we don't know why you said that. And that's a true, just a true statement. I don't just agree with the Russians to agree with them when they're telling the truth. I say they're telling the truth, and I'm very well informed, and they lie a lot less than our government. That's all I can tell you. And basically everything coming out of the Chinese communist mouth's a lie. They're like some of the biggest liars the planet's ever seen. Israel lies nonstop. The UK lies nonstop. I mean, they pretty much, Macron lies nonstop. MERS lies nonstop. I mean, it's a problem. Kremlin plays down Trump's submarine order, urges caution on nuclear rhetoric. Kremlin says U.S. submarines were on combat duty already. It's a big breakdown of their statement. No desire to engage in nuclear controversy with Trump. Trump's sanctions deadline expires on Friday. Trump envoy Witkoff expected in Russia this week. And here is the news on that. Trump's envoy set to visit Moscow this week in hopes of getting a deal to end the Ukraine war. Well, we certainly hope that is successful. Meanwhile, Taiwanese Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, China is preparing to invade Taiwan. I don't think that's rhetoric. I've been saying that. And the Pentagon has never talked like that. And Hegg said the same. It looks like it's very close. I mean, they're having live fire drills 100 yards off their coast. Xi Jinping has said, be prepared to invade, be prepared for total war. China's grabbing more islands all over the South China Sea from the Philippines up to Japan. They're declaring everything is theirs. They're taking over and attacking Vietnamese oil rigs that are clearly on their territorial waters. I mean, China is out of control. And so that's a big deal. Slovenia imposes arms embargo on Israel, citing Gaza. Let's get into this right now. Now, a lot of people in the, talk radio podcasting sphere, which is the dominant media, the independent media, the diverse media, are always mad at me because I don't talk about Israel 95% of the time. And I don't say that Israel is the only source of any corruption or problems in the world. That is a preposterous statement. And I don't believe the Israel lobby runs America. I've always exposed bad things Israel's done, from the Levant affair to the USS Liberty, to stealing our nuclear secrets, to selling our secrets to China, on and on and on. And infesting big tech and spying on Americans and all of it. And in the spying, it goes like this. Global corporate spying, communist Chinese spying, EU-UK spying, Israeli spying. And I'm against them all doing it. I mean, even Ted Cruz did deny to Tucker, yeah, Israel spies on us, but they're our friend. But if I, as an American citizen, went and spied on the government, I'd get 50 years in prison. So, it's out of control. And now France and Canada and Slovenia are all saying they're going to put, sanctions on Israel and do all this stuff. And Trump's putting pressure on trade deals, on Canada to not do that. It's a problem. And I have said that I don't believe Israel runs the United States or some of its interests. But now, in the last 6 months or so that Trump got in, because the Democrats are so disheveled and falling apart, and we're actually beating them and the globalists, and Texas federal court has ruled that BlackRock, Straight Street, Vanguard, one consortium, were trying to shut down Texas oil industry with a cartel, with organized crime, with their ESGs. I don't care if it's BlackRock. I don't care if it's MI6. I don't care who it is. Israel, you name it. They get in our business and try to screw us over, and I'm against it. But now Israel really is coming into that vacuum and trying to run the U.S. And they got all these states like Florida and Texas where they put sanctions on companies that criticize Israel or say you can't have state contracts. And they're passing laws that restrict free speech if it's about Israel. I'm against Democrats restricting speech. I'm against Republicans doing it. And when you do it for a foreign power, it's a problem. So the Israel lobby is making a real run at American freedom. And so when they start acting like the cliche and start actually doing it, then I am forced, not because it's avant-garde and the hottest thing to bash Israel for 10 years, but just gets bigger and bigger. I am forced, just like I don't like bashing, you know, the Chinese, but they have bad communist Chinese leaders. Or I'm, you know, I've got English background, Welsh. I don't hate people in the UK, but it's a great tyranny. I mean, it's just it's the way it is. And so the bigger question is, why is Israel doing this? Well, Netanyahu's in a lot of political trouble. If you keep the wars going, you stay in power. That's a big problem. His coalition government is even more extreme than him. They go all over TV. I mean, I see it every day without looking, and just say, we're going to kill every one of these people. They're subhuman. We want to kill their kids so they don't have kids. And the world is seeing mainline Israeli TV say stuff more hardcore than Hitler said in speeches. I mean, Hitler didn't say we're going to exterminate all these people. He just did it behind the scenes. So Israel's supposed to be the underdog, but when it's got all this Skynet technology and U.S. weapons shooting, you know, five-year-olds that come up to a food line to get food, it's totally backfiring. And Israel is coming with their lobbies with the ADL and saying, you criticize Israel, we're going to censor you, we're going to shut you down. And it's just, in that clip we played last week, it is not acceptable to criticize Israel. Well, the hell it isn't. And plus, guys, you know about the Streisand effect, right? You tell somebody not to do something, and you go around and bully and attack people. When people finally call your bluff, which has happened, then everybody joins in on it who wasn't even, you know, into that. And now, what are you going to do? You're going to double down again. And then the public's going to double down. And then Hitler all over the world's like one of the most popular people in polls. And Israel and its lobby is conjuring the golem. You are conjuring this thing by your paranoia, by your hegemonic events. That's why they have the former head of Israeli intelligence, the former head of their military, have all come out in the last month and said, Netanyahu in this is destroying Israel. Damn right you are. And I'm not the guardian of Israel. I'm not an Israeli apologist, far from it. I've just tried to stay out of the whole paradox of the two groups hating each other, and just the energy of it is just really bad. I'm about policies and unification and ideas. So, yeah, Netanyahu's decided to go full occupation. He was always going to do that. IDF activity area with hostages, PMO. And you got to ask, why did Hamas go do that? Well, Netanyahu's been giving them tens of billions of dollars the last few years before they did it. That's on record. So it's very sick. And the Muslims are sick. Their leadership, the Israeli leadership, sick. It's all a big disastrous cauldron Big article in The Guardian. Ignore the bluster as Netanyahu starves Gaza. The world is turning on him, and he knows it. More Gazans die seeking aid from hunger and brutal... More Gazans die seeking aid and from hunger as burial shrouds in short supply. Israelis spying for Iran are on the uptick. And the Israeli news is freaking out. Why? Well, because they're turning against it. And then Hamas puts out a video of a starving Israeli. They're starving down in one of these tunnels, which any five-year-old would know would enrage the Israelis and make it look legitimate that they're starving the Gazan children, which it doesn't. Like, PR-wise, why does Hamas do whatever the worst thing is? Because behind the scenes, there's other evil groups controlling it being paid off. Israel created Hamas. So let's look at some real examples of criticizing Israel versus ones that are not accurate. Here is senior Mossad agent that American politicians are trapped by Israel through Epstein blackmail, which is well known. Ari Ben Menashe also states that Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton almost reached a two-state solution but were blackmailed by Mossad through Epstein, which is true. This has come up for decades. So this is something real. This is real criticism from a high-level Mossad officer that thinks this is wrong. Here it is.
Last week, Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, came on this show, the emeritus professor of law at Harvard, and said, no, Trump's behavior as regards Gaza, as regards bombing Iran, as regards bombing Yemen, all his behavior can't be explained by any blackmail tapes of Trump. Do you believe in any way that the genocide in Gaza is being prolonged by the late Jeffrey Epstein?
I certainly believe that the Israelis are making sure that the Americans do not stop them from the killing in Gaza. I believe that the American government is sort of trapped by the Israelis. Jeffrey Epstein is one of their tools to trap them.
And what do you think of Dershowitz's denial?
Hold on a second. I want to give you an example. Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, Ehud Barak, met Arafat in the 90s, and there was no deal. The reason was Epstein. They were being blackmailed by Epstein. Ehud Barak was also a friend of Epstein. The prime minister of Israel at the time, but he was being blackmailed by the Israeli right wing as well. And they stopped an agreement with Arafat. They were about to reach an agreement there for a two-state solution, but that was stopped because of Epstein. They were both being blackmailed by Epstein.
Ehud Barak has been on this show. He walked off this show. People can look it up. And that was not because I asked him about any blackmail alleged evidence against him.
All right. And it's now official. The die is cast. Israel moves towards full Gaza occupation. Sources close to Netanyahu say the final decision has been made. Full conquest of Gaza and elimination of Hamas. That means the people there. If the IDF chief of staff has a problem with that, he can resign. All eyes now are on that minister as tensions escalate inside Israeli's war cabinet. That is Channel 412 in Israel. And you've got announcements being made in the Israeli press saying that. Well, Netanyahu already said that he was going to do that. So where are the 2+ million people going to go? Are they just going to drive them into the ocean like Ramses II tried? Or are they going to force them into the desert of Egypt and they won't take them? And then we'll just see all the people starving to death on national and international television. Wow, that's a really good PR move to be making there. Plus, it's evil. But then you've got stuff like this, and I just came across a bunch of examples of this, that if you're going to criticize Israel, criticize real stuff. Okay? Because it's discrediting for everybody when this type of stuff goes on. Now, I'm not putting these people down, but I don't even know who this lady is. She plays the part of two women here. Now, that's funny when you stop and think, how can you be a dual citizen yet be trusted to make decisions that will put our country first? Well, that's a reasonable statement. But what's said at the beginning is that Trump is going to deport dual citizens of the UK, of Germany. You can have dual citizenship with a bunch of countries. And I looked it up. Trump hasn't said that. So they'll base these things on a lie instead of saying, wow, why are so many of our leaders dual citizens with Israel? That's a conflict of interest. That's a reasonable thing to say. Instead, you put a lie in there, maybe they don't know, and say something that's not true. Here it is.
Cece, what are you doing?
They're talking about coming after people with dual citizenship, Sarah. I have to leave back to Spain.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, can you believe that? But people in Congress can have dual citizenship.
I didn't know that.
Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, Ron Wyden from Oregon, Benjamin Cardin from Maryland, all Israeli citizenship, by the way. Barbara Boxer from California, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, Chuck Schumer from New York, Steve Cohen from Tennessee. Do we see a trend?
Oh, that's a lot.
Howard Berman from California, Susan Davis from California, Elliot Engel from New York, Bob Filner from California, Barney Frank from Massachusetts, Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, Alan Grayson from Florida, Jane Harmon from California, Paul Hodes from New York.
Oh, so this many members of Congress are not just American. They're Israeli?
Nita Lowey from New York, Jerry Nadler from New York, Jared Polis from Colorado, Steve Rothman from New Jersey, Jan Schepkowski from Illinois, Adam Schiff from California, Allison Schwartz from Pennsylvania, Brad Sherman from California, all Israelis.
Yeah, it almost sounds like we're the United States of Israel.
Obviously, Sarah. Jeez. Henry Waxman from California.
They're not going to go after them.
Yeah, don't you find it funny how?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious who's in charge here. Not us. So I'm leaving.
Now, when you actually pull up the Newsweek article, it's actually an anti-Israel dual citizenship bill to not let people be in Congress that are dual citizens. So they act like the Republicans and Trump want to not let anybody but Israelis be dual citizens. No, this was specifically introduced by Thomas Massie because of Israeli dual citizenship, which I think is a legitimate issue to raise. Now, most of the people on the list that woman showed are not dual citizens just because they're Jewish. She says that. And again, my job is to defend the truth here. Okay, I'm just going to call balls and strikes. And there's so many other examples of this that just go on and on and on. And there's other ways to look at it as well. But what I do know is having Mike Johnson echo what all these other AIPAC-funded Republicans do, and the majority of them are on the AIPAC payroll, which is a big problem because it serves Israel, not American interest. It should be seen as another foreign intelligence agency at the Wailing Wall, wearing the yarmulke, saying, you know, the Bible says support Israel. You mean whoever's in charge of it, whatever the policy is? Is that why all through the Bible, God turns Israel over to the captors when they are not following his orders? Is that why Jesus came and rebuked the leaders of Israel? It's just not true, folks. Our religion as Christians is not following whoever's in charge of Israel. Okay? That's cut and dry. But that is for so many Christians, particularly Protestants, and I'm a Protestant, not bashing Protestants, is the religion is not worshiping Jesus Christ, but is worshiping Israel. Hell, turn on Christian TV, and most of them are on the Israeli payroll. It is nauseating. But even U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Huckabee, has been sending letters and going there and saying, please stop burning up the last few Christian churches. And they say, nope, they're goyim, we want them out of here. So that's the issue. And it's not all the Israelis that talk like that, but the prominent government is full of people like that, okay? And people know, they know what Hitler sounds like, racial supremacy, and they know then when they hear these Jews talking like Hitler, but from their perspective, people go, that's not very good. We've all been, you know, told that even caring about your race or religion is evil, you should give it up if you're white or Christian. But then if you're Israeli and you say everybody else is a cow to us, that's okay. So people understand this now. And they're getting pissed off. And now they're watching starving kids in Gaza. Let's go ahead and roll Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson, the 56th Speaker of the House of Representatives in America. We're here with a delegation of members of the House. We're so grateful to be in Israel, particularly on this day, recognizing the destruction of the two temples and two times in history. But it is such a moving time for us to be here at the Wailing Wall. We've offered our prayers. We put our notes into the wall as just traditional. And we're so moved by the hospitality of the people and the great love of Israel. Our prayer is that America will always stand with Israel and that we will we pray for the preservation and the peace of Jerusalem. That's what Scripture tells us to do. It's a matter of faith for us and a commitment that we have. God bless you.
You know, when Governor Hochul put a burqa on last week supporting the Islamic takeover in New York, everybody said that's pandering. But when you go wear a yarmulke, it's not pandering. So the world sees hundreds of people starving to death a day on camera, little kids, and you need to really ask yourself, what is Netanyahu doing? Well, he wants more radicals in control of Israel. If he can get the world to attack Israel with sanctions and everything else, he will get more power. Real simple. Why did Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars books hire outside groups to attack the home planet? Because he could pose as a savior and become the emperor. It's real simple. And, wow, just okay, let's take it off screen. I just want to show some of it. Really upsetting. We're going to go to break. Count Dankula's coming on. I'll get to your calls. Paul, Rodrigo, and Jack, I'll go to you right now and come back with a short segment. But please remember, I can't fight the globalists without you. I'm not backed by billionaires. I'm not backed by millionaires. I'm not backed by Israel. I'm not backed by Russia. I'm not backed by anybody but you. Going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting the very best game-changing supplements, the very best ultramethylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, shilajit, turmeric, everything, and the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, limited edition knives, daggers, and more. It's amazing products that fund this operation, and there's a limited time sale for VIP members, $30 a month, canceling time, just like Amazon Prime, special deals, special offers, special sales. You get $40 to spend in the store when you spend $30. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, canceling time, and you get buy one, get one free of the supplements and of the Patriot Apparel and more, but that sale's ending soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everybody's become a VIP, and you're funding the tip of the spear. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's giving himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.